Todd, can you talk about the development of Mitch and what you've seen in his six starts?
You know, I've seen steady improvement. I think our coaches have done a really good job as far as what they're asking and expecting. And I think Mitch, you know, on the other side of that, has worked extremely hard to give everything he has. And so, you know, when you usually get that combination, you do see improvement. I think he's improved every week he's played.
Coach, what have you seen from the Eagles? It looks like they're having just the tremendous season, the best season ever.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I've seen is I see a real productive offense. They're, you know, both good in the run and the pass. I see a very opportunistic defense that, you know, does a good job of getting to the quarterback and taking the ball away from the opponent, you know, which has really helped. You know, I know it's an offensive stat, but it's, you know, helped the team be the leading scoring team in the National Football League. So typically when that happens, and we are in a game of points, that usually means good seasons.
Hey, how do you kind of find that fine line between, you know, giving Mitch, you know, the entire playbook and letting him do, you know, letting him go, as opposed to, like, you know, not giving him too much and overburdening him? I mean, how difficult is that?
Well, I think it is a fine line, but you look at production, and, you know, I believe in his six starts, I think he's thrown two picks, which for a rookie quarterback I think is, you know, a good start for him. You know, I think, you know, part of coaching is putting guys in the best position to have success, and the quarterback position is a very key one. You know, so I think it is a fine line, but I think it's one that to date, after six starts, I think our guys have done a good job with.
Hey, John, what was your experience like coaching Alshon Jeffrey?
You know, Alshon's a great competitor. You know, he's a big, long type of receiver that, you know, does a great job. He's got big hands. He's got big catch radius. You know, he's a good kid. He's got a great smile and works hard, and would have nothing but great things to say about Alshon.
What have you seen on film from him this year that is either confirms what you saw or is different than the way he was in Chicago?
Well, I think, you know, again, he's he's a productive receiver. You know, he draws attention from the opponent. I see a lot of the same things that, you know, I saw in my 2 years with him here as a Chicago Bear.
John, you've had a lot of receivers hurt. How difficult has that been as far as Trubisky's development?
Well, I think, you know, a lot's been made of that. You know, we kind of went into the season with Cam Meredith and Kevin White being our one and two. You know, it's been some time now, but we've lost them, you know, for the season. You know, and I think, you know, the guys that we've called on, you know, we got involved with a trade with Dontrell Inman. You know, a lot of it's getting guys, you know, familiar with your offense, familiar, you know, building chemistry with the quarterback. You know, so we've rolled some guys through there, and, you know, they're giving it their best. And, you know, I think everybody's had to work pretty hard. We had our biggest offensive production this past week against the Lions. And, you know, so hopefully we're growing and improving.
When you guys played the Eagles last year, it was Carson Wentz's, you know, second game as a quarterback, as a starter. From what you've seen on film from him this year, can you tell, like, a big difference in how far he's come since you guys played him last year?
You know, I thought he was pretty good a year ago. You know, I'm not sure what his attempts were, but, you know, even this season, it's just, you know, being productive, not turning the ball over, moving the team. You know, the Eagles offense did a good job of running the football both in a conventional manner as well as the zone read type of offense in the RPOs, we call them, run pass options off of it. You know, been very productive. So, you know, I don't look at so much how much they throw and all that. I just look how they operate. And like I said before, you know, even in our game a year ago, you know, a big factor in that game was, you know, the turnovers, and you know, that's never a really good you know, formula for success. So you know, I think, you know, much like our game a year ago, I think it was 29-14. You know, seeing those similar type of games on tape when you compare even this season. Obviously some different, you know, cast of characters, but, you know, same style of football.
John, the Eagles drafted Carson in Doug's first year, so they're kind of linked together here. They're both starting at the same time. Your situation's different. I mean, it was your third year when they're bringing in Mitch. Are the priorities different? I mean, you've got a job to worry about. He's a rookie. I mean, are you guys – I mean, do you handle it differently?
No, I think, you know, I've never worried about a job. Let's clear that up ever, and won't start now. You know, I think I've been in the league 28 years now. I think, you know, I do this for the competition, and you know, I have a great passion for it. And, you know, you do what's best for the organization. You know, whether you draft a guy in the third year of a coach's contract or fourth year or second year, it really shouldn't matter. That's stuff that doesn't really matter. You know, we started him after game four. I thought when we started him was ideal as far as him understanding pro football, how pro football week works, you know, how to prepare for games. You know, we've got two veteran guys, Mike Glennon and Mark Sanchez, that, you know, have been really, really positive influences on him and help, you know, being good teammates, helping a young guy in the preparation. And so much of that, you know, is important at quarterback. You know, and so he's started six games, and you know, like I said, I've seen him improve. The whole job thing is not even of interest.
Carson's talked about how, I mean, your rookie year, especially when you're getting thrown in pretty quick, it's nonstop. You go from the combine, you know, Senior Bowl to the combine to the draft to OTAs. There's just no chance to catch your breath. And he was talking about how important it was for him that off season in before year two. I mean, is that, you've been around young quarterbacks before? How important will that be for Mitch?
Well, I think, you know, again, I think it's similar for all young players or first-year players. You know, I've always, you know, been a believer of, make the analogy of being, you've been a miler your whole life, and now all of a sudden you're a two-miler, and they don't tell you until the 1 mile's over that you still have another mile to run. So I think it takes a year just to develop a pro body, pro preparation mindset, because it's a completely different game than what they're accustomed to, both the length of it, of the race, and you know, the demands. So it's a hard adjustment for any rookie, and you know, especially a quarterback that arguably could be the toughest position in sport. So I would agree with Carson.